The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Step is to assess whether the patient should be considered a suspected Ebola case. We have personnel available that have been previously trained, both nurses and clinicians and other support staff, and that team is here on site and available to take care of the patient.
All right, Dr. Ken Sands talking about whether or not they're ready, prepared for what has to happen in the case of Ebola. Why? Because another person has Ebola. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Welcome to America Tonight. Once again, of course, we start where we always start, Ebola. And should we be concerned with what's happening in the United States? The fact that we have not stopped the flights. And some people think that that's ridiculous, that we don't need to stop the flights. Others say that we should. I say we should, because why are we taking the risk? A guy walks in to, or calls up a clinic, walks into a clinic, says that he was in Liberia, and feels like he's muscle achy and headachy, and that he had some medication he was going to go refill. It gets back into his car, the hospital, the clinic panics, tell him that he has to go to the hospital. They do every protocol measure that they can think of, then they get him to the hospital, and now they're testing his blood. In the meantime, the nurse that treated Thomas Duncan and had everything on that the CDC told the people in all the hospitals across this country to wear if they should get in this situation, putting a patient in isolation, she strictly dealt with him from isolation on. She felt a low-grade fever, put herself in isolation. On Friday, they tested her blood. She tested positive for Ebola. She's in stable condition. So the truth is the variables run the gamut with Ebola. And when over 8,000 people, yes, mostly in West Africa, where they're ravaged with it in so many of the villages in Liberia especially, but not just there, the truth is naturally all those people are at serious risk for it compared to what we would be in the United States. But every time we let someone slip in and slip out, look what happens. How about all these healthcare workers? How about this nurse getting it when she had all the protective gear on that she was supposed to have on? Now, this is nothing political. This is just downright scary, I think. And then how about the other people that were exposed to him in the apartment that were sitting on the same sheets, that were using the same towels to wipe their hands? So far, they have not come up with Ebola, but they still could. They're still in that period where that could happen. And then this debate over whether it's airborne or not, I believe some of it has to be airborne because of how you can get it through bodily functions. Some of that would be airborne. Some of that would happen that way. To me, the more we hear Spain, the situation, so the more we hear about this, I think the scarier it becomes. Ebola isn't, look, Ebola is a deadly virus. Nova did an excellent one-hour piece, investigative piece, where they took cameras into Liberia, talked to healthcare workers that were treating people, and it was sad, and it was scary, and it was honest. What they went through, how worried they were. And then the whole treatment procedure, not being able to get these experimental drugs. ZMapp, anybody have any spare ZMapp on them? No. In a different way, it reminds me of anthrax. What if we have a run on what we have to do if you have anthrax poisoning? Remember we used to talk about that? Sipo. We used to talk about that, having enough of it. And people wanted to get prescribed it because they were afraid. What if anthrax had taken off? But even anthrax is a much different animal than Ebola. Deadly. Deadly if you catch it. Now that nurse, they have taken apart her apartment, her car, and it's about retracing her steps while she's talking and able to communicate and in stable condition and hopefully pulls out all the way through out of this. But who did she come in contact with? Who could possibly have gotten Ebola from her in the hospital? Endless. Where did she go in the hospital? Especially if she had all the protective gear on. Now you've got all the protective gear on. You totally think you're safe and that you're safe and that's it. And then you take everything off and dispose of it the way you're supposed to dispose of it. And you're certainly not worried that you're going to expose somebody else to the deadly virus. You're not thinking that's going to happen because you've taken the precautions. You're a nurse, for goodness sake, and you've seen what's happened. You understand the dangers of it. And there you are, and look what happens. So I'm just saying that I think that there's more to meet the eye on this, and that's why you have all of these scientists who are frantically taking all the experimental drugs and working with them, trying to do whatever they can, because they know that time is of the essence. We are in the middle of this right now. And I think every time somebody comes off those planes to and fro from West Africa, we put ourselves in more danger. What city are they going to? What apartment building do they live in? What house do they live in? How many family members are they exposing? It's downright dangerous. You know, we keep hearing, we'll hear a doctor, they'll be on some show and they'll say, it's just wrong, the media is spreading this Ebola panic worse than the virus itself. I don't know. Hit me over the head, but 8,000 people dead, or 8,000 people contracting it, 4,000 of them dead since March, and then people starting to get it in other places as they're traveling away from the hot zone is scary to me. We know that that's what it takes because we've talked about this with other viruses and how viruses are spread. And boy, traveling is the number one thing. Touching things. And it's the same. It's going to be the same with this nurse who took the precautions. But yet still, if it was so easy breezy, they certainly wouldn't have the hazmat crew cleaning out her entire apartment and her car. Because she's aware of the Ebola virus, because she knows that she was treating him, immediately the second she felt like, I think I have a little fever, she was smart enough to get into isolation, and they test her blood immediately and then find out, yes, it's Ebola. So my question is to you is, can we believe what we're hearing about Ebola? I mean, if I'm the lead doctor from the CDC, I certainly don't want to create or spark panic. I get that. But better to be honest, and I think if I'm the lead doctor for the CDC, I'm advising the White House to tell the airlines that they have to temporarily shut down, just like British Airways is doing. We'll take your thoughts next here on ATN, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
That's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and slave. And through a subtle breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Hope you're doing well in those nooks and crannies. I read an interesting article in Bloomberg over the weekend, and the headline was, Why a Travel Ban is a Terrible Idea. And Charles Kenny was the guy who wrote it. He said, we don't have a vaccine. I'll just kind of sum it up for you. He talked about the fact that there wasn't a vaccine against Ebola, and we don't have a fully developed cure. Yeah, my worry. But like the plague, the disease is an unlikely candidate, he says, for epidemic status in the U.S. or elsewhere in the developed world. The only way to contract Ebola is for the bodily fluids of someone who's exhibiting symptoms to come into contact with your soft tissues, the eyes or mouth, for example. In the worst circumstances, Kenny goes on to say, the average Ebola victim infects one or two other people compared with 10 or more who can be infected by someone with measles. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to get it. I don't want to get any of these things, but I'd rather get the measles any day than Ebola. And I have to say that I just don't think you're fear-mongering. You're being safe by making this call. The White House is resisting that kind of call, and I think it's the wrong thing to do. I think restricting travel to and from that area, that affected area, will probably have a big impact on Americans, because we're already seeing that we've had an impact. Listen, if I was in Liberia, I'll be honest, and I was panicked, I think, and I had people in the United States, they'd probably be telling me, who cared about me, get out of there now. get out of there now. And what would I be doing? I'd be getting a ticket to get out of there now. And what if I'm exposed to Ebola like Thomas Duncan was? Well, I have the potential. I'm incubating it. So it's not like I, in my mind, I want to go and infect Americans. No, I want to go where I think I'm going to get better treatment. And I'm hoping I'm not getting it anyway because I feel okay. There are people that have survived it. We're going to have a woman on, a doctor who was in the village, and talk to 80 survivors of Ebola. How did they survive Ebola? What was different for them? What happened? We'll find out. But I think the White House is making a terrible call by not calling the flights for now. Jack in Australia, hello.
Hello, Jack. Kate, I should say. I've got the spare bedroom set up, if you like, for you and Hubby Paul to come and come to a medical isolation while the Dallas-Fort Worth area is still infected.
There you go. That's right. It's time to get out of here. Let's get on that Qantas flight.
Exactly. Now, this administration is really showing that they could not organize a beer at a Budweiser factory. And
yeah,
this is not the first serious illness that has slipped over the border and they've refused to do anything with it. We had the swine flu thing back in 09, and that followed the routes up, spread through the country along the major highways used by illegal immigrant trafficking. You know, we've got this new respiratory illness, which seems to be hot-spotted again in those same areas that illegal immigration is prevalent in. You know, as you know, I'm retired Australian Army Special Forces. You know, every year we did training in NBC, nuclear, chemical, and biological warfare. And the first thing they told us, even with the moon suits on, we are not 100% protected. There is still the risk of being infected. So blaming this poor nurse, and this is the second nurse that's now been infected. There's the nurse
yeah.
over in Spain as well, who was following protocol. You know, the CDC would like to tell you that these suits are impervious to all of that. No, it's risk mitigation, and you cannot remove all levels of risk. And you know, look. This is airborne, because when you sneeze, fine particles of bodily fluid, nasal mucus, get aerosoled, and they can hang in the air for anywhere up to 20 minutes, according to some of the slow motion footage that I've seen. I mean, it's amazing just how much material gets ejected when you sneeze. And, you know, while most civilized people will sneeze into a tissue or a handkerchief or at least cover their mouths. You've still got those that will sneeze into their hand and then 5 minutes later, without washing the hand, go and shake the hand to somebody else.
Right.
And, hey, presto, that contamination has been passed on. Now, with the whole ISIS thing, I can tell you now that the ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists are watching this situation. And the scariest thought that I've got is, because we know, we've already got proof that ISIS and Al-Qaeda are getting help from the Mexican cartels to get their people across the border. There have been arrests already of ISIS and Al-Qaeda operatives coming across the border illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these people are not above using children as biological bombs. Could you imagine they get into one of these camps with these groups and just pretend to be medical personnel. I'm going to give you an inoculation and just inject all of these kids with Ebola. They get across the border because we got 10 to 21 days of incubation time. They get in, they infect the border patrol agents, they infect the aid workers that are trying to help them, and they're spread around the country to lighten the welfare load. I mean, there's one massive biological bomb.
No kidding, Jack. Oh, gosh, so well said. It's so frightening to think that they would do that, but they're certainly strapped kids up with bombs in the past and have done that, so why wouldn't they go to that extreme if it was possible? Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. You know, a lot of these infectious diseases, when they hit a hospital, it's like an incubator. They explode in the hospital because it's almost like a closed environment there, you know?
And, yeah.
And you really can't, you know, unless the moment that you come into the hospital, there's a person there in full gear, all right, handing you or asking you if you feel all right and if you've been to Nigeria or anything like that or Liberia, you know. Otherwise, what happens is the person walks into the waiting room there, you know, and might sneeze a little bit or whatever, or even go to the bathroom and she's got to fill, or they got to fill out the papers, right? And maybe, you know, touching the paper, the pen or whatever. And, you know, by the time they see that the person's been in, you know, Sierra Leone or whatever and has a fever, it's too late. The person has infected everybody in that waiting room, you know? I mean, that's just the way it is. What are you going to do about that? You know, you're going to have to, like, seal off these hospitals and have somebody there, you know, everybody that goes in the hospital. And, you know, what about the workers, you know? The workers,
yeah.
You may have some workers from West Africa that are cleaning up or whatever, janitors, you know. What are you going to do? And we're not, you know, we're not even stopping the flights. We're not taking this seriously. And, you know, it's a lot.
I think it's bad. I think it's not stopping the flights. I think it's a big mistake. I told you I disagree with the guy who wrote the article saying why a travel ban is a terrible idea, saying that it's economically kills those countries. Really? Well, how about economically what it does to all of us?
I'd like to ask you, Kate, how are Texans in your area there, you know, on the individual basis, what do you hear? What do you hear at the, you know, at the water cooler? What's the water cooler?
Oh, that's all anyone's talking about, Tomas, whether you go to the dry cleaners, whether you zip through the drive-thru, whether you go out to dinner, wherever you are, some point, usually right in the beginning, Ebola is mentioned. It's mentioned in church. People are worried because...
When you see a person from West Africa? What do you do? Right?
Yeah. That's a good question. I haven't had anyone tell me that they've come in contact with anyone that they knew was a Liberian and they were worried about that, but they're concerned. I think a lot of the fear is stemming from that hospital area and the area where Thomas Duncan lived. That whole area is where people are worried about that and if was there contamination left behind. Now remember the one deputy was not infected with Ebola, so that was the good news there. But now we have this nurse situation, and of course she was right in the middle of it, which was a little bit different in her exposure, I guess, than the deputy. But you know, as we just talked about with Jack, she had what the CDC thought was protection. But it's not 100% like everything, right? Checking the mailbag next.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me.
Coming up at the tail end of this hour, I know you can't wait. I'm working on my joke skills. Drop a joke. Yep, that's happening. Plus, what happened this week in the NFL? And did anybody nail the score? We'll tell you in our next segment. But right now, once again, overwhelmed by the amount of email that we received for this show, so let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Ashby, who says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening for quite some time. I know people often say that, but I really am listening. And I have to tell you, Ebola, at first, I thought it was outrageous when people were suggesting, including yourself, that we should not allow flights to come in from West Africa. But then upon further research, I found that what you said was absolutely right. British Airways isn't allowing it, and other African countries aren't allowing it, so why don't we temporarily suspend those flights? Nothing personal against the people in West Africa, because after all, we are helping them in the sense that the military is building clinics, there are medics there, and all kinds of Americans on the ground. So we're not helping the people in Liberia or Monrovia or any of those spots, wherever they're coming from. And I don't believe we need to expose ourselves, even if it is a minimal risk, to the possibility of somebody else coming in and transforming it or transferring it to other humans, wherever it is that they end up. I don't think these checkpoints will do much good if people have an incubation period. Thanks, and I promise I'll call in the near future. All right, we're holding you to that. Ashby, calling in. I'm going to look for that name. I just wrote it down, Ashby. My problem with the checkpoints is the same thing as the incubation period. So, you know, you think that you're fine. You think you're fine. You come over. And then it's incubating inside you, like Tom Duncan. Now, Thomas Duncan was heavily exposed. When you are holding someone who is dripping sweat, who's pregnant, who you're trying desperately to help and get into a hospital, and then you're turned away, and then you're putting them back in the cab, and then you're pulling her from the cab and putting her back in the house. I mean, he was full-on exposed. And I guarantee, yes, there is different levels of exposure, all of that. And I understand not creating massive panic, but let's look at some of the problems like have just been talking about. There are a lot of variables we don't know. There's no more ZMAP. They're working on ZMAP. They're working on these experimental drugs. They're not taking it lightly anywhere. Of course, they're not taking it lightly anywhere because it's a matter of some people, their immune system somehow fights back and pushes away eventually the Ebola. They survive it. They might get really gaunt, and it might be a tough road for a week, 2 weeks, usually 2 weeks. But somehow, like some of these people in these villages, they fight it off. But it's a flip of the coin. It's a flip of the coin, and depends on also, I think, the exposure. Why do we even take the risk? I mean, yes, we definitely live in a culture where, you know, we're exposed. We fly places, we're global, and we're exposed to all kinds of diseases, the disease pool, if you like. So once a disease begins to spread, an infection happens wherever it first appears. Some people believe that travel bans aren't as effective. They don't think that really does much. And that if we're going to have to battle these pandemics or viruses, epidemics, that kind of stuff, that we've got to come up with better research, that we have to catch up with things, and that we have to come up with cures and vaccines and all the things that we can to protect people. But really, who's paying for all that? How much money have we pumped into cancer research? Think about that. Do we have all those cures that we're looking for? Look, I love me some good scientists. I think there's some brilliant people running around doing amazing things, and there have been amazing, mind-blowing medical advances. But there are things that are not happening as well, and now this is the great big push. Let's get some more of this ZMAP. Was it the ZMAP that worked? Let's get some more of this other stuff going. But it's not available right this second. All right, I went off on a tangent. Let's go right back to that mailbag. This one from Charles, who says, Miss Kate, Ebola is what you would call the buzz in the backyard. I live in Missouri, and we are all with you on the travel ban. I don't understand why we don't stop the flights. It doesn't really make any sense. As you have said every single night on your show, I don't believe that it's fear-mongering, panic, or hurting the other countries, since we do have people, as you have said, on the ground. So I'm with you. Ban the flights now before it's too late. All right, there's another one about the flights. Let's move on to, and I've already went into that, let's move on to something else. This one comes to us from the chief, who says, Kate, I hope you take a second to talk about baseball. We're very excited here in Missouri. What do you think the potential is of Kansas City and St. Louis playing each other in the World Series again? I was a little boy when that happened last time in the 80s, and I think it would be really neat to take my son to one of those games. Well, you know what? There is a chance. I mean, the St. Louis, it looks the Royals are like on a mission. It's like they're a team of destiny. They're up two. It doesn't mean that they're not going to drop a game or so, but I think the Royals are there. St. Louis, I'm not so sure. Giants, look at their pitching and stuff. I don't know. That might be a little iffier. But, of course, there's a chance because now we're down to four. And it's too early in the series to call it, really. Seven-game series on both sides. So, you know, we'll see. But if I'm having to punch one team in, I really think it's the Royals. St. Louis, not as easy. They absolutely could get there, and they pulled even, so that's good. And they're a never-say-die team, so there is something about that for sure. Let's move to this one. This one from Saul. He says, Kate, long time no talk. Hope you are doing well. Interesting what's going on with Wall Street. Really struggling after a massive sell-off. Negative news never helps. This Ebola stuff, ISIS and the coalition matters, all of that ultimately hammers the market. I think there will be a bounce back, though, because this is what happens. You get whiplashed, and then eventually it will bounce back. So perhaps by the end of the year, it all breaks even, if that makes any sense. Saul the Stock Man. Yeah, heading into the weekend, Friday was a rough day on the market again. A lot of stocks dropping. You know, people had their eye on Alibaba, the Chinese equivalent to Google, and that was down 3.28% for one. And a lot of your blue chippers were down. Ford was down a little bit, too. The overall Ford stock price, $13.79. So they had dropped slightly, and the Dow plunged 335 points. 335 points. That's the whole thing with stocks. It is absolutely like standing at the craps table. All right, this one from Margaret. Margaret says, I love Nail the Score. Next week I'm calling, or if I can't call in, I'm going to make sure that I listen and I send you a guess. I was really surprised by that Cowboys-Seattle finish, and I think I would have been completely off if I had nailed the score. Although it is just, as you say, guesses. So maybe if I had a right guess, it might have been a different ending for me anyway. And I was wondering if anyone nailed the score. Well, we're going to tell you if anyone nailed the score in our next segment. You have to have a little bit of a build-up here for Nail the Score. So just wait on that. I promise that we will tell you what happens. How about that? Here's one from Kevin listening to us in the Garden State. Oh, my home state. Kevin says, Kate, did you hear what happened in New Jersey at that high school? That they have a full-on investigation now because they're worried about hazing at Sayreville. They're saying that it's been unbelievable what has happened to the program there, and coaches and whatnot aren't commenting on any of the allegations of what they're doing to some of these kids as far as hazing is concerned. And there was an allegation floating around that involved attacks on four students over a 10-day period, according to my paper that I was reading, the Star Ledger. They say six people were arrested on Friday and the seventh one surrendered, I guess, over the weekend on Saturday. And one of the attacks involved penetration of one of the victims, one of the boys. So people in New Jersey and in New York are talking about this bullying way, way over the top. And this investigation is pretty, I don't know, explosive, I'd have to say. Yeah, I talked to somebody over the weekend about that. There are other reports of hazing, you know, when it comes to sports teams that have come up, and, you know, hazing can take all different kinds of forms. And what is hazing? It's like someone said, how do you define hazing? Well, when one of the things to get into, be part of the group, is you do something to make somebody go through this period of time where they get abused in some way, verbally, or they get abused in another way. But actually attacking these boys, wow, that's just wrong. That's criminal. There should have been arrests. And let's see what they come up with this investigation. I mean, they canceled the football season at this school, and this was a powerhouse school. They just canceled it. Mm-mm-mm. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Julius Thomas flanked wide right. You always have to watch him. He's covered by rookie Calvin Pryor, safety. They go right at him. Slant route. Touchdown, Denver. Manning to Julius Thomas. You can see it coming. The coverage again by Calvin Pryor, who is 3 yards off of the big tight end. And it doesn't get a lot easier than that.
Here's the give. Right side. Take Eden. Touchdown. And he lobs the ball up into the air. He's looking to do a dog pound leap. And he did.
Foles takes the snap. Gives it off to Stroll. Tries to turn the corner. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's in for a touchdown. Darren Stroll behind a block by David Moore. Runs 15 for the score.
Garza sends it back. They run it to Matt Forte. Rutgers his foot. He explodes to the goal line. And into the end zone. Matt Forte's in. Touchdown. Touchdown Bears. Well designed. Touchdown run. Bears are up 25-13.
Flacco play action. Rolls to his left. Has time. Pumps one. Throwing deep. Looking for Steve Smith Sr. Smith Sr. has it inside the 5. He's in. Touchdown!
Ball on the Redskin 14. Snap to Cousins. Straight drop back. In trouble. Steps up. Throws over the middle. Picked off by Johnson to the 25. Runs right to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Dives to the end zone. Touchdown! Deal with a pick six.
This is the biggest one of his season so far. From right in the middle of the field, from 36 yards to win it. The snap. Decent. Kick is on the way. Missed it. No good.
He did not make it.
A gift.
Wilson back to throw. Pumps deep middle. Intercepted at the 50-yard line. Rolando McClain seals the win for the Dallas Cowboys. Dropping 30 yards down the field in coverage and picking off Russell Wilson.
Ah, yes. Can we end on the Cowboys? And let me tell you, Dallas beating Seattle 30-23, huge, but nobody nailed the score. We had only a couple people who picked the Cowboys, including Stacy, who said the Cowboys would win 31-28. So he came pretty close, but close doesn't count. And it wasn't the Seahawks' day, and it was the Cowboys, absolutely. It was an amazing game, I have to say, by the Dallas Cowboys. Matt, you, of course, watch football every week. And what did you think of that Cowboy game? I thought that was an incredible coming out by the Cowboys. It really, the score doesn't reflect, I think, how well they handled that Seattle Seahawks defense.
Yeah, definitely. And also the offense, too, because,
yes.
I mean, you saw last week Russell Wilson was... I mean, he had over 100 yards rushing last week. He was doing basically whatever he wanted to. And, I mean, the Cowboys' defense stepped up, too. And it's definitely a different perception of the Cowboys than when they got beat opening night, or it wasn't opening night, opening week, and by San Francisco. And everyone was saying how Garrett was going to get fired and all this. And now they've rattled off 5 wins in a row.
Yeah, and DeMarco Murray, 115 yards on the ground. And their kicker is like one of the best kickers, period, in the league, Bailey. And he iced a couple of key moments in the game, and he did it from incredible distances. So, you know, hey, it doesn't hurt to have a kicker like that. That's money in the bank. Everything is just working for these Dallas Cowboys, and a big difference was their offensive line. So you got Dan Bailey kicking the field goals, 42, 56, 31 yards. The last one with a minute and change on the clock, and they look really good, 5-1. It's interesting, the NFC East has certainly turned, because then you have my Philadelphia Eagles, who just annihilated the Giants, a zero on the board, 27-0. You know, that's never good, Matt, for any coaches when they put a bagel on the board. You can't even score any points, and the Giants look pathetic.
Yeah, and you got to think that even though he's won 2 Super Bowls, Tom Coughlin, it might be time for a change there, because this is, I think, coming up, what is he, like, been there about 8-9 years now?
Yeah,
something like 9 years.
That.
And, you know, he switched out some of his coaching staff. He has a new offensive coordinator there, the McAdoo guy, and it just doesn't look like anything's clicking for the Giants. And I don't know. I don't know if he lasts or not, because people always talk about Coughlin getting fired, and then that's when his team goes on like a 10-game winning streak.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? And how about Denver? I mean, of course they roll over the Jets, but it's the same thing. Both New York teams could lose their coaches, because how long do you hang on to Rex Ryan? The Jets are so hapless. They're like rudderless. They're doing nothing right, and they didn't show anything, barely any signs of life in that game.
Yeah, and you got to be worried about Geno Smith, too,
and
what he's doing or not doing, I guess. And, I mean, my team, the Vikings, they're not doing so hot either, but we have a new coaching staff. We definitely need to get something figured out with our offensive line, but I'm comfortable with Teddy Bridgewater, I think, but I don't know if I'm a Jets fan if I'm comfortable with Geno Smith.
Yeah, I agree with you. And how about this? First tie, 37 apiece, Panthers and the Bengals. The Bengals went ahead in overtime, 37-34, and then the Panthers came right back, so they end in a tie. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was driving into the studio when that game was happening, so I didn't get to see it. But, yeah, it's pretty crazy that we are still having ties in the NFL. I can't believe that you'd be able to just stop someone from scoring for an entire quarter when all you're trying to do is kick a field goal pretty much and win it.
Right, right. The NFL changed the overtime rules because they want to have games end on a field goal by the receiving teams. So remember, under that format, that happened before in the past. So the Bengals and the Eagles played to a 13-13 tie in 2008. And then here we go again. Here's another tie. I mean, how crazy. So I think it's unsatisfying, frankly. I think it's confusing. I don't know. I think there should be a winner.
Yeah, definitely. But then at the same time, it's like, it'll just turn into something like, you know, the NHL shootout where you just have like a field goal kicking contest or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, that's true.
The coaches aren't going to want their players out there for six quarters, because then you'll have all these tired players getting injured, and it'll be a big problem.
Yeah. How about the other thing, the other exciting game, and you might have seen this, and you said you were driving in, but Green Bay beating Miami. The reason that was exciting, because, boy, there was, and I know you hate Green Bay because you're from Minnesota and you're a Vikings fan, but, boy, there were some incredible catches and some incredible moves by Aaron Rodgers in that game, and the Dolphins played well, too. That game was back and forth. That could have gone either way. It's really actually surprising that Green Bay won it.
Well, the whole reason they were in the position to win, too, is because they got lucky, as they always do, when, I can't remember, I think it was a Grimes, the cornerback for the Dolphins, slipped, leaving Jordy Nelson wide open, so they completed like a 4th and 20 or 4th and 15. I don't know what it was. Got that. Then Rodgers brought him down, did the fake snap for the touch for the first down, and then they were able to get the touchdown. But, yeah, pretty bad day here up in Minnesota.
And do most Minnesotans, anyone who's a Vikings fan, there's no way, they just absolutely hate the Packers, right?
I'd say for the most part, yeah. And then the problem is when you live in the Twin Cities, we're so close to the border of Wisconsin, and because the native Wisconsinites, they like to come over here and live and work because they realize that it's the better state. So there's a lot of Packer fans that live around here, too. And then you'll go walking around to the stores or anything, and they'll rub it in your faces, too.
The cheese heads, I love it. Boy, every state has this problem, right? In Florida, they hate the people in Georgia. They always talk about, if Georgia's so great, stay over the other side of the line. In California, they don't want to hear how great Seattle is or Washington is or whatever. In New Jersey, they hate Pennsylvania drivers and Pennsylvania people interloping into Jersey. So in Texas, Oklahoma's the worst state when people come in and they throw the Sooners magic in everyone's face. A lot of Texans don't like it. I just think it's an American tradition, and sports has a little bit of a part in that. So there you go. Another week in the NFL. Now, we still have one game left, of course, the Monday night game. San Francisco at St. Louis. That one kicks at 8:30. But no winner of Nail the Score. Nail the Score is our Wednesday into Thursday show in our final segment. You don't have to know anything about football. You're just taking a stab at it. You're picking a side, and then you're telling us what you think the score will be. Nobody nailed the score this time around. 30-23 Dallas, although a couple people came a little bit close. Ready for drop a joke? I'm dying to drop a joke on you. Ready? I just went to a very emotional wedding. It's true, over the weekend. Even the cake was in tears.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.